Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, folks. I am doing this show on the fly, literally on the fly. Sort of a bonus episode, but it's because something happened that was extremely providential, dare I say serendipitous. You can apply whatever you want to it here, but it is a genuine godsend. So in my last episode, I talked about the virtue of preserving the mementos and the stories of those that have gone before us. I literally just talked about this. You can go back and listen to it at your leisure, but I was essentially saying that locating, noting, recording, and preserving the burial markers of others, whether we know them or not, can have a ministerial quality to it, especially in how it affects those around us or those connected to that person. Literally, while I was recording that, I had no idea that a series of developments that hadn't even crossed my mind had taken place indirectly to me and directly to people that I know. An absolute magnum opus of amazing, something that if I wanted to make my previous show a two-dimensional but clever setup for this show, I could have pulled it off without invoking too many hostile and cynical poltergeists accusing me of insincerity. And yet, an Instagram account out of Indonesia literally became the manifest action of every single thing I talked about in my previous show. Literally, changers in the life and lives of dear people that I know. Let me tell you about the historical preservation account known as Indonesian Graveyard on box number 7. Nearly 35 years ago, I met a funny, unassuming Hungarian shoemaker named Dennis Szabo. He was gainfully self-employed, making quality orthopedic shoes for people who, prior to meeting him many times, couldn't even walk. I spent countless hours in his garage listening to the wisdom, wit, pontifications, and contemplative appreciation for America from a man who knew the end-all of communism. Oh, and he was teaching me copious amounts of Hungarian. I'll never forget when he cleared up my phrase, "Viset predikál és bort is szik," which is Hungarian for hypocrisy. It means preaches water, but drinks wine. His children became my lifetime friends. Over the years, marriage, moving, location changes and such sort of balkanized everyone into their own little worlds, and we all moved along and sort of set up our own little, our own little hamlets of life. Dennis ultimately married a woman from Indonesia, but remained in the general area, and I'd still visit him from time to time, but it wasn't the same as the old garage located on Mullen Parkway in Redding, California. Then he came down with the decision to move to his wife's original country of Indonesia. Now, locations were generally known by family, but the only communication was between him and his family once he got there. Then, in 2018, Dennis passed away. And unfortunately, the communication died along with him. Somehow, word of this did get back to family, and with the exception of a few nondescript photos from the funeral, no more contact emerged. No one could identify where Dennis was buried. All that was known was that he lived somewhere outside of Jakarta, but attempting to locate a Christian burial in a non-native Hungarian man in a big foreign world was going to be the classic needle in a haystack scenario without any outside help. Dennis's son Rob contacted the embassy, and they were able to provide the medical facility from which the death pronouncement was initiated, but that was about it. And no burial information. So over the years, I would hear family express a deep desire to simply try to find out where their beloved Dennis was buried. Truth is, I loved the man too, and while my investment in this was secondary to theirs, of course, it was enough to at least push me to try something. And I did. But before I get too far over my skis here, implying that anything that follows is because of me, understand, it absolutely is not because of me. 7 years had gone by, and any sense of ever knowing where Dennis was buried was sort of fading and kind of in the margins, and a sort of acceptance was setting in that it was just never going to be acquirable information. So when I came into the picture of trying to help, I first started by repaving the roads that family had already traveled. I emailed the embassy, I emailed the only known family contact, and I attempted to find even location metadata in the only two photos that I had in my possession. Nothing. And the photos were completely pointless with regard to any information, probably because they were third or fourth generation sins. So I did something that at least felt legitimate. I put the photos into ChatGPT. Of course, ChatGPT. You know that at-will set of electronic reflexes, data responses, familiar spirits, and necromantic demonological Ouija board had all the answers. At least that's the assumption. It immediately identified the cemetery as something that I pronounce as TPU Pasarian Agung Cemetery in Cianjur, which is outside of Jakarta. It claimed that there were matching structures and reassured me that this was indeed the place. So, me, thinking I'd scored a home run, sent the info to my friend, waiting for the adulation due to me because I had consulted this nefarious, convoluting poltergeist. Well, my friend was skeptical. Are you sure that's where he is? And I'm like, okay, I'll admit I used ChatGPT, somehow implying that the information was going to be good. Another friend, however, who was aware of my frustration, happened to be looking at social media and came across a site on Instagram, Indonesia Graveyard. So looking at their page, I was immediately able to tell that the historical record was their jam. Preservation was their jam. Keeping things recorded for posterity was their mission. So on June 24th, I used Google Translate, which, by the way, is also as risky as consulting Grok, the Mephistopheles of the cyber world, and I wrote them in Indonesian. They immediately got back to me and started asking important questions. But first and foremost, they spoke English, keeping me from looking like a complete idiot for the rest of our dialogue. Christian burial? Yes, it was. Well, he would not be in Agung, they said. That's a Muslim cemetery, but that gives us an idea of where he could be. Right there alone, that information was gold, and the level of interaction was jarring to me. They were genuinely interested in the plight. They asked for family members' names, date of birth, children, date of death, approximately where he lived, etc. And then one potential variable, the family was generally sure he was buried in Cianjur, but we weren't entirely sure, and if that variable broke down, this could kill the whole process. So, over the course of a few days, they kept reaching out to me for clarifying demographic information, and I kept getting a hold of it and sending it back to them. Then one day they contacted me and told me someone they knew was going to head there and check. Couldn't believe it. The catch was it wouldn't happen until July 27th because of logistical reasons on their part. Well, as they say, I wasn't going to complain about this as the communication and concern was astounding. So I waited, and I told the family it was going to be a month before any sort of possible change would happen. A month later, on July 26th, the day before, they reached out to me to say that the contact would have to postpone his trip by, quote, 3 or 4 days. No problem. On August 2nd, I was informed again that the envoy's wife was in the hospital and they had to postpone again. They assured me that she was improving in her condition and that the mission would resume. And again, no problem. God bless them. God bless her. Although my inner voice was telling me that something systemic was going to short-circuit the process at some point with these type of scenarios. However, today, August 29th of 2025, I was ruminating about my previous episode when I realized I hadn't heard from Indonesia yet. And I was only reminded about this because my previous episode was stressing the importance of these exact kind of parameters. So I flipped over to my personal Instagram account, and my intent was to reach out and simply ask them for the name of the cemetery where they suspected Dennis Szabo was buried. And wouldn't you know it? I had messages waiting from last Monday. And there it was, in all its glory. Photos, messages, headstone, identifying information, locales, everything. They did it. They really did it. These complete strangers, taking their own time and expense, managed to get a guy on the ground and find it. Ground zero. In fact, they said it wasn't difficult at all. And also, in fact, it's not just a guy on the ground. His name is Rehan, and God bless him. My main contact all this time is named Ruri. Thank you, Ruri. The family is beyond words, as well as I. No motivation other than to help their fellow human beings. Absolutely astounding. I know that, quote, restores my faith in humanity, unquote, can be one of the most trite phrases, and we use it every day. But understand, I have a very cynical default setting when it comes to people in general. These amazing Indonesian souls just overturned years of that in a 2-month time frame. If you get a chance, those of you listening to my show, to visit their page, go to Indonesian Graveyard on Instagram. I'll put their link in the show notes. They deserve every one of the 11,000 people that are following that account right now. Indonesian Graveyard, you are my heroes. And this is box number 7.